Let me bring up another matter of the functioning of the court. Back when Gene Black first sat on the court, there arose some controversy over the fact that he made it a rigid practice to drive back and forth to Port Huron, at his own office in Port Huron. And from that beginning, at least some people think that there's grown a pattern of dispersion of the members of the court. Now, you are aware, of course, of all the stuff that, like, when Brennan was elected, he won an office in Detroit and all that sort of thing. Is this a fairly serious systemic problem in the operation of the court?
Oh, I don't think so. Today, with the highway system available to us, comfortable modes of transportation, relative closeness, the Supreme Court is not a court that has to act today or tomorrow or by Monday, and nor should it be. Everything should be deliberately considered. I've heard the story relative to Justice Black, and I've heard him say it myself, that he, during the term of his marriage to his wife, they had never spent a night apart. Well, that's a fine record, and certainly one to be commended, but it also required him to drive 2 hours to Port Huron every day, twice. In fact, I even heard some wag say at one time that it took so long to get Michigan Route 21 resurfaced because they... people in the highway department had an antagonism towards Justice Black, and they put that in the lowest priority, knowing that he drove it twice every day. But be that as it may, I don't think it really has that much of an effect on it. I think the administrative judge, whether you call him the Chief Justice or whatever, should be in Lansing and immediately available to contact the other members of the bench on any administrative matter that might come up. But I know that when Justice Giles Kavanaugh was Chief Justice, he maintained his residence in the Oakland County area, and I don't think the court suffered because of that.
He drove with great frequency back and forth, too, didn't he?
I would suppose he would.
There again, there was a
during the week of oral arguments, he did not drive. Mm-hmm. None of us did. We thought we'd better use our time reviewing the cases that we were hearing that week. Mm-hmm. But certainly, those who wanted to drive, you know, the driving is therapeutic to some and necessary evil to others. I myself, when I drive, from where I live at this time, where I reside in Washtenaw County, to Lansing, it's 1 hour and 10 minutes. And I enjoy that 1 hour and 10 minutes to sort of organize my thoughts, maybe to hear the news or the weather reports or all kinds of information. And I don't find it a chore at all. And I find that where I live, I'm equidistant from Detroit and from Lansing. So if I head towards the west, it takes me 1 hour and 10 minutes to get to Lansing. If I head east, it takes me 1 hour and 10 minutes to get to Detroit. And I don't find it onerous, except sometimes you have to pick your times to get into the driving pattern, because it makes as much as a 10, 15 minutes difference in your arrival time going into the metropolitan area.
Talking about onerous, did you ever, in your tenure on the Supreme Court, discipline one of your circuit judges or district judges in Detroit by assigning him to the Mount Clemens area to check in at 8:30 in the morning in the face of the morning sun? You know that?
So, well, I suppose that could be a method of discipline that was not one available to us at any time, utilized to my knowledge.
I think I heard this discussed one time, but I'll leave it at that. how about the judicial contribution to the burden of of the appellate docket? There is much talk from time to time about the litigious society, the multiplication of cases, the docket backlog, and all that sort of thing. In your judgment, does the appellate judiciary contribute significantly, particularly the Supreme Court, to the size of the burden by some of the procedural decisions it makes and such things as, like going to comparative negligence, reviewing of sentences? Do you have any thoughts on that subject?
I think that a great step forward was made when the appellate court in the state of Michigan was created, the Constitution of 1964, an intermediate appellate court. I think every trial decision should be reviewed by an appellate court, and I think it is a matter of right, and we had certainly accommodated that matter of right. I think the Supreme Court, on the other hand, has to be more selective in their cases that they grant leave to appeal on, so that they can make their will known and have it before the members of the whole judiciary.